Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, a worn-out Lante from that pork burger booth today. Pipes, I'm too old for this. 51 years old. Drake, you can't be doing that in the heat for 4 hours. I can't do it. I could not run through a Barry Lunny Jr. practice right now, is what I'm telling you. He'd be like, all right, go out, just take a couple out in the flat. I'd be like, no, I can't. I just literally cannot
just lay
that.
Down by the sideline.
I'm not doing it. And
move the chains.
Move the chains. The bad news is that I've got to stay up till 10-ish watching this Avalanche Lightning game tonight. So, you know what? I'll do it for the team. I'll do it for the team.
Tough gig you have here.
Right. Hey, it is time to head to the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line and bring in the aforementioned Coach Barry Lunny Jr., who I'm not running any routes for. Coach, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Excited to be on here, talk a little bit of Illini football. It's getting close. About that time of year before long.
Amen. Right. Do you have one of those like wide receiver screens where I step back, catch it, and then I throw it downfield? I could probably do that.
Oh, yeah. We got all that. Yeah. I'm a big fan of seeing how many guys can handle the football at one time, you know, on one play. I think that's the more the merrier, you know.
Get it out there and have some fun. Well, Coach, I mean, obviously you are the newest coach, and you've been here a little bit, obviously getting ready with Illinois football, just getting, you know, adjusted to the community. How are things going? And do you feel like you're kind of where you need to be in terms of, all right, everything's not new anymore, and here we go?
Well, I don't know if I hope you don't think you ever feel like you're where things need to be. But
right.
With that said, I think I've been really pleased where things are. You know, just to your point, settling in the routine, getting comfortable with the players, the staff, the shoot the drive. I'm about to where I don't have to use my GPS to get to work. So I'm making some progress in that way. But now my wife and kids just moved here last week. And which is obviously, you know, been long overdue, been tough
sure.
to be apart from them. So they've been in town. So now we're starting the GPS all over again, just when I was about to figure it out. But yeah, it's starting to feel like more normal. And, you know, and it's to, like I said at the introduction here when I first hopped on, you know, the warm weather and the summertime, it's starting to feel like football. And
yeah.
Two-a-days and fall camp around the corner. So I think we're in a good position heading into that camp.
Coach, you have players back on campus now with summer classes, summer workouts. I know that's geared towards the weight room here until we get to summer camp going into August. What does that look like, though, on the football side right now? Are you guys able to have contact, like film room-wise, with the players, or is it really just getting in the weight room and allowing them to do their work there?
Well, it's a little bit of both. The emphasis has been strength and conditioning, and which is really critical for this time of year. And but there's been some real changes shift in the last year, even this year, that makes the summer look a little bit differently as far as what we're allowed to do, you know, from a football instruction standpoint. So we're certainly kind of phasing, you know, that part, introducing that part into our summer strength and conditioning. But there's only so many hours that you're allotted, and our belief system is structured around that time is best spent with our strength and conditioning staff as we kind of, you do a little dabbling of football talk, football 101, so to speak.
Kind of as the big outlook coming out of the spring, how did you feel about the offense and putting in some pieces of your new system and just the teaching part, but also the development of certain players on that side of the ball?
Well, I mean, I was pleased with the progress. You know, I don't think that we left camp, you know, left the spring completely in a position that we were ready to go play, but nor would we expect to be, you know. So we've got, you know, a whole fall camp here to help develop that, get ready for game one and week zero. And so, but the players' effort, the coaching staff effort, the intentionality on trying to learn, you know, our offense and each other has certainly been there. And so I've been really pleased with the effort, all that, all things considering.
There's always a lot of focus on the quarterback position, deservedly so. Tommy DeVito is getting a lot of attention and to be projected as the starting quarterback going into next year. I know that Art Sitkowski, once he comes back from injury, could play into that as well. But with Tommy, what did you see from him in the spring, and what's important maybe now in conversations you have with him to make sure he's ready for summer camp when you really rev it up?
Well, I mean, I thought he did a good job this spring, lots of reps, in particular because Art was out and couldn't function, you know, fully from a health standpoint. So Tommy was afforded, you know, the bulk of all the reps with the ones and benefited from that, took advantage of that, I think. And as we learned a new system, and I thought he did a really good job, had a really good spring, progressively got better as you would expect. And I think just the next phase here as he transitions to summer, like all of our players, he's kind of a microcosm of, you know, what you would say our whole offensive roster. Just he's got to master the offense. You know, he's got to get to where he's more familiar with what's going on, the ins and outs, the details, not just the elementary version. We're trying to get, you know, we're trying to get AP football taught here. And, you know, as far as the system and learning it, mastering it, and I've seen him make great strides along with a lot of our players.
Illinois offensive coordinator Barry Lunny Jr., our guest here on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. It's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. Coach, to the average fan, when you have quarterbacks, I'm not comparing now what you have coming into this season, but in the past, I'm sure you've run into this. When you have maybe two quarterbacks that appear to be somewhat close, and then, you know, one wins the job, et cetera, is it just obvious during practices during the week that we don't obviously see as fans? I've always wondered that. Like, how, you know, is it just simply, all right, well, this guy completed 9 of 10 today in practice and seems like he's got everything figured out, and this guy was 7 for 10 or something like that? I mean, is it pretty obvious to coaches, all right, this guy has the best grasp, he's the guy that's going to give us the best chance to win?
Well, I think it's a blend of things. I don't think it's a, I don't think it's just completely objective based, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly not just all subjective either, you know. So there's a blend of that, you know. You know, obviously the consistency and performance goes a long way. It's not a one day flash,
right?
You know, all guys have bad days, and all quarterbacks have good days. You mm-hmm. know, it's who can piece those together on a consistent basis, back-to-back-to-back, who leads the team, who understands the intricacies of the offense, who's seeing the game the way that I see the game, you know, from that position, who makes people around them better, you know? So there's a lot of variables that go into it that's not just strictly based on numbers. And numbers are an indicator. It is certainly a factor, you know, but it is not the factor. So there's a lot of things that go into it that don't meet that are more than meets the eye, so to speak, you know, to the naked eye and to the guy that watches a practice and, you know, or you get the reports of the scrimmage and say, well, this guy was 10 of 12 and, you know, this other guy was only 8 of 17. Well, I mean, maybe we had 5 drops, you know, or maybe we had 4 unbelievable catches, you know, that contributed to the completion percentage or, you know, so there's a lot that goes into it.
I bet. Yeah, great stuff. Well, I tell you this, from my skills, you would not have recruited me. But I'll say this, I could take the snap and hand off to this unbelievable running back room you're going to have this year. How fun is that going to be to know that you have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't know how many weapons behind that quarterback that can do some damage?
Well, we do feel good about the room, the running back room, the experience and that they had and in the production that some of them have had, obviously. And, you know, that all starts and we'll start up front with our line and how they perform and how they block and give our skilled guys a chance to show their abilities, you know. So certainly excited about the guys back there. And, you know, I think that's going to be something that, you know, we're going to hang our hat in. Not I think. I know we're going to hang our hat on running the football. And it's only going to, if we can run it, it's only going to make every part, every component of our offense better. But certainly excited about what that room has brought in the past, brought in the spring, and hopefully will bring again this fall to our football team.
Coach, I know it was a big deal to get Alex Palcheski back for another year, a guy that was banged up through last season and played a little bit of guard. He's played tackle in the past. What have you seen from him in terms of health-wise and just the way that you're seeing him going into this season?
Real impressed with him. Super glad we've got him back. Great leadership. Had a super great spring. You know, really good player. I mean, you just can't say enough good things about him. And just, you know, he's everything I thought he would be and what they had told me that he was, you know. And so certainly glad that we got that guy back. You know, I mean, like I've told him that, you know, kind of in a fun way. Like, man, boy, I'm glad that guy came back, you know, just – just for his leadership, you know, his ability, though, more than that. And his just experience playing the game. You can tell he's a veteran player and has played at a really high level this spring. And he will be certainly a leader on our offensive line.
I know you've talked a lot about tempo and pace. How much horsepower was there in the spring, and how much more does it have to go when you get into summer camp?
Well, I think we made some strides there. And I think, you know, the conditioning part of things is really critical in the summer as we start playing in the fall where it's going to be heat related. You know, there's going to be some heat early in September and our 0 week game. And, you know, that's always a factor that you want to be in your favor. If you can play with a little bit more tempo to maybe wear down people on defense a little bit. And, but I thought our guys embraced, you know, what we were trying to do from a tempo standpoint pretty well. I think we left a baseline understanding of it. And now we've got to piece that together in like game action and certainly got to replicate and duplicate that the best we can during our fall scrimmages.
Barry Lunny Jr., Illinois offensive coordinator. A few more questions for Coach. We haven't chatted about that wide receiver room. I know you've got a couple of new athletes in that we'll be able to get a view of with Sean Miller, Hank Beatty, and those guys coming in. Have you had a chance to really see them enough? And what are you looking at and what are you liking from those two?
Well, we saw a lot of Sean in the spring, you know, before he had a little setback physically, but saw a lot of him and was very impressed with Sean. And I thought he had a really good spring and was on trajectory, on path to be able to help us this fall, in my opinion, you know, without question. Now, what did that look like? I don't know. You know, to what degree that looked like, depending on him and how he continued to, you know, mature and develop in that way. But so got a chance to see Sean, you know, this spring, and Ian Pugh, who came in early as well. And then Hank is just now getting on campus, and Ashton as well. Those are the four freshmen that were signed last year. And so looking forward to seeing more of those guys as we get going here together.
Is speed, I mean, obviously I've gone to Illinois games a long time and it just never seems like Illinois has the speed that some of the other teams have. And I feel like that's starting to change now. How important is that for a wide receiver just to be able to literally outrun people or make moves that just to get in the open due to that speed?
Well, I mean, it's invaluable. I don't think it's the only prerequisite and requirement to be a really good playmaker receiver, but obviously just, you know, I think we all know that just based on logic, the faster you run, the better, you know, the better chance you have a chance to get open and to separate from people and do something after the catch. And so speed is certainly a factor in an evaluation. I feel like we've got some guys that can run. But if you can run really well, but you're not disciplined in your craft and not disciplined in your route running structure, then, you know, that can be a problem. And so you want a well-refined player that can run and that's big and strong. And those are, you know, you don't always find the complete package in that regard.
Sure.
But if you can polish up the guy that, you know, maybe a step slower on a 40 that runs with great route detail and understands his assignment, leverages, and all that. We've got some guys that really understand who they are. And I think George does a great job developing those guys as a receiver.
A guy who brings speed to the table, Isaiah Williams, of course, had a very nice season last year, debuting at wide receiver. I'm sure you've had a chance to go back and watch his tape. Of course, see him a lot in the spring as well. What do you think is the next step for his game? Or you mentioned polish there. What polish can he add as a wide receiver?
Yeah, I think it's just the details of the position, you know, understanding leverages, running route with detail, you know, finishing all the catches, just all the stuff that would everyday receiver who, you know, if you think about like Sean Miller, I don't know if this would be true, but Sean Miller's probably been playing receiver since he's been in seventh grade or peewee football. And Isaiah's been a quarterback or an athlete, and he's been playing wide receiver for a year. So you think about the volume of repetitions that somebody like that's had at receiver over, you know, how many more opportunities they've had to refine their skill than Isaiah. And so every day, every rep is really critical for Isaiah as he continues to settle in being a receiver. But the bottom line is he's a football player, and it's not like he hasn't adapted well. He's adapted extremely well. But there's the exciting thing for him and for us is there's more, you know, there's more available for him. And that's the big emphasis for him.
Is your biggest worry maybe come spring that you look over and Luke Ford is like body slamming somebody? I mean, now that he's got this wrestling deal, is that a little bit of a worry for you that he's going to be like off the top ropes and stuff?
No, I saw that the other day. I know the light of the conversation there, but him specifically, I'm excited to work with him, and we want him to play his best football that he's played in his career. I know he wants to do that, and if he'll do that for us, it'll be a good thing for him as well.
Good stuff. Barry Lunny Jr., he is your offensive coordinator at the University of Illinois. Now, I've heard Piper and I both escaped out of the we skated out of the golf. The scramble up at the new golf course, but I heard that you're quite the golfer. So, any wagering tidbits on the U.S. Open? Who you got tomorrow leading into the U.S. Open?
Well, you know, Ryan Walters and I were talking about that the other day. Ryan is a really good golfer and likes to play, and we don't get a lot of chance to play, but when we do, we try to get out and do it. And, you know, we've been so busy, we were both kind of laughing because neither one of us even. A, remember that it was U.S. Open and certainly don't even know what course it's at. So I don't think I'd be a great resource for you to put your bets down on somebody. Maybe check in with me Sunday before the tee times, and I'll tell you who you might want to put your money on at that point. Now, I don't think I can help you a whole lot.
Well, at least that's honesty. That's honesty. Brookline, Massachusetts, by the way, is the
in Massachusetts. Got it.
Yep, the rugged course. I think that's why Tiger's not even going to try to tee up at this thing because it's just too rugged for him. So. Well,
he's been forewarned at least in the name of it, right?
That's a great point. Well, Coach, it was great to have you on. We really appreciate you taking the time, and look forward to a Barry Lunny Jr. offense this coming season. It's going to be fun. We'll get football here before we know it, like you said. And man, everybody loves that, especially me with the tailgates. So let's love.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right.
Appreciate it, fellas. Excited to be here and excited about be able to work with our football team this year for sure.
Amen. Thanks, Coach.
All right, fellas. Y'all take care.
All right, buddy. That is Barry Lunny Jr., Illinois offensive coordinator. He gave us a y'all take care. I like that. Good stuff with Coach. He's quick pace interview. One of those, right? He just bam, bam,
even
bam.
Even with the answers.
Yes.
He wants the offense to be tempo, efficiency.
Yes. That's a good point. Yeah,
wasted movement on to the next one.
Yeah, you'd be a little worried if he was just like, well, I mean, you're like, well, hold on a second. You're preaching up tempo. We always have fun behind the scenes here, and I know for the average listener, you don't get to see. You could see it on YouTube, but when I asked the question about speed, and then he's a professional, so he answered it great. But I shut the mics off and I looked at you and Trevor. I'm like, that's just a dumb question. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes, you know, in the midst of an interview, you just kind of ask a dumb question. So my apologies
to the listeners.
Oh, it definitely
happens. Not saying that at you. I'm saying anybody in this industry
knows
that you're like, oh, I wish I could have that one back.
The other day, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, I don't recall who we were visiting with, but I said, talk about. And I didn't think about it then, but after the show, I kind of review. I literally take like a minute every night after the show, and I kind of go through it and like, you know, did you suck again, or were you halfway decent tonight, or were you any kind of funny? Did anybody get anything out of the show? And I thought to myself, I'm like, you did say that, Lon. You said talk about. That's bad, isn't it? And I'll go back. I know everybody's heard it. I know some. Well, like at least one guy doesn't like my stories going back. But the Harry Carey, when I let an intern at Channel 3 in Southern Illinois, I ran the camera so that he was a big Cubs fan, big Harry Carey fan, and we were interviewing Harry Carey at Busch Stadium. I did an interview with Harry and Jack Buck that day, which was just to this day is such a memorable day. But I let him ask the questions to Harry, and here we are. You know, we're like surrounded by two or three other, maybe actually more than that, probably about four or five different media people. And he asked the first questions, and he's like, you know, Mr. Carey, you know, you've been in the booth a long time. Can you talk about what that's like? And Harry Carey stops and looks at him. He goes, "Don't tell me what to talk about." So, I mean, that obviously that rattled him because we didn't know if he was kidding. We didn't know. And, of course, this is an intern, right? He's 19, 20 years old. And he, like, immediately stumbles into the next. Well, I mean, can you talk about how? And he's like, "I said, don't tell me what to talk about." And finally, like, it was so awkward. Like, I was literally ready to put the camera to the side and be like, "Hey, Harry, you know, the Cubs this season, you know, just ask a question." And all of a sudden, Harry starts laughing. And he answers the question. And then before the next guy starts to ask a question, Harry looks at the guy that was interning, and he said, "Seriously, though, don't ever start a question with talk about." And it was like, whoa. And I'm telling you, that intern, I think he wanted to run and hide anywhere at Busch Stadium than having to sit there and face Harry for the next. I know he was scared to death to ask another mm-hmm. question. But it was funny because Harry, the way he first started it out, you're like, is he being honest? Or, I mean, is he being funny? Or I'm like, I'm not even sure if he is. But Harry did laugh about it, which is pretty cool. So, all right.
From now on, just one thing that Barry Lunny said that I want to use going forward. If you say, "Was I funny today?" I'm going to say, "I appreciated the light of the conversation."
Yeah, he didn't go very far off on that, did he?
He didn't.
Luke Ford, man, I teed him up. You could have, you know, I was throwing him the slow pitch there for Luke Ford. I think Barry is just, let's get it done. Maybe like Brad, a lot of pressure on him. Maybe if Illinois sure. gets 7-8 wins next couple of years, offense is rolling, then
he'll be feeling good.
Yeah, then he'll take that question and go into like a huge, you know, dissertation, is that a word, of Luke Ford and how his wrestling is going to help at Illinois. That is kind of weird, though. A wrestling NIL deal with WWE. Is that the major place now? I mean, in other words, is WWE, is that the main wrestling thing?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay, we don't really. Where's Austin?
It's not my
Berkeley?
Expertise. Yeah. Man. They're recruiting Luke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's.
In case football doesn't work out for him.
He's the perfect guy, right? I mean, he shows up in cowboy hats. He's got, like, the police, like, sunglasses, like the one time. I mean, he's got the Hawaiian shirt, and he's built. He's jacked like it. So, obvious, I think that's the perfect – he would be the perfect guy to get on that on a wrestling circuit. So, but I know he wants to make the NFL.
Yeah, for sure.
And let's be honest. I mean, let's be honest for a split second here. Illinois is going to need Luke Ford next season to be good. Owen Carney's
it's
gone.
Time.
Or not Owen Carney. Good Lord. Daniel Barker is now at Michigan State. Tip Ryman is certainly a pretty good tight end. Ryman and Luke Ford both, I think, better blocking tight ends than pass-catching tight ends. But it's time, like you said, it's time for Luke Ford to get three or four catches a game and move the sticks. So we'll see. We'll see how that happens, and we'll see if Barry Lunny Jr. is able to incorporate that tight end more so in the offense. All right, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255, 217-359-2255. A newcomer to the Cardinals is starting tonight. Well, not really a newcomer, but we haven't seen him all year. What is the confidence level? I want to ask Derek Piper when we return, what is the confidence level you have in Jack Flaherty, A, dominating, and B, staying healthy? We'll talk about it next. It is The Drive.
Okay, folks, I've got a great Steve offer, very unique, from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Here is our deal. I'm going to help somebody buy a major, big dehumidifier for their home. This is from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, our featured business of the day. So here's what happens. You have so much moisture, and with the temperature is really, really warm, it's very, very difficult to get that moisture out when the humidity is so thick. This will help. Now, the special aspect of this is $3,200. I'll give you $1,000 toward this. But the unique aspect is Wes, the sales manager at Lands, will come to your home, put it in for free, and let you try it. Wow. If you are interested in our dehumidifier deal, I'll help one person. Lands will come to your home, put it in on your furnace. They'll let you try it for a week or two, see what you think. And if you do choose to buy it, instead of $3,200, it'll be $2,200. The Stever offer, Lands at 217-359-2255. And good luck.
Hi, we're your Prairie Gardens plant experts.
You know, I think one of the things that people forget to think about in the summertime, the heat of the summer, is watering.
Also on our annual plants, in our containers and hanging baskets, water is super important. And we should check that in the morning, especially. That way they can go into the day being hydrated.
And not just the annuals we planted this spring, but any of those trees and shrubs that we've just planted, they can just go wilty.
Come to Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan. Champagne.
Hey, this is Ben Grice from the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton, and grilling season, it's here. Are you ready? If you're a seasoned barbecue pro or a total amateur, take your meal to the next level. We've got our sauces bottled and ready to go. We've got rub, the best spices to take your barbecue to the next level. Or if you've got a big crowd, we even have extra meat. Dine in or take it home. It's super quick. You can order our sauces and our rub online at humblehogbbq.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
What are you watching?
Those governor candidates accusing each other. It's awful. I've done my research and I'm voting for Gary Rabine. Gary Rabine talks about real issues, slashing property taxes, loosening restrictions on businesses, and supporting law enforcement. Rabine built one of America's largest paving companies from scratch.
I'm Gary Rabine. I can and will beat Pritzker. Let's turn Illinois around. It's Rabine time.
Paid for by Rabine for governor.
I'm Demonte Williams. When it comes to hustling on the court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF on-call urgent care.
That's right, Demonte. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries that's easy to get when and where you need it, OSF on-call urgent care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Off a little early tonight, Cardinals baseball. They'll go for the sweep against the Pirates, the four-game sweep, and then a trip. Wait, is tonight the last game?
It is.
Are they off tomorrow? I believe they are. And then a trip to Boston.
Boston.
To play the Red Sox. And as mentioned in that series, right now, the pitching probables show an Adam Wainwright versus Michael Wacha game. I think that's kind of cool.
It'll be cool.
That'll be fun. Wacha and Carlos Martinez basically came to the Cardinals, not together, but at the same time, right? And I can remember, I guess that would have been Tay and Jay, I can remember us debating who would have the better career, whether it be Carlos or whether it be Michael Wacha. Carlos probably had the better Cardinals career, I would assume. Wacha certainly had his moments, especially his rookie year in the postseason. But I don't know. I always liked Michael Wacha. It was almost as though he could never – he never had a closing pitch. Like, he didn't have that pitch that could strike a guy out. He had the changeup, which was really good.
Yep.
And, of course, had a pretty solid fastball that would get up there. But it seemed like that third pitch always just never really happened. Either a cutter, breaking ball, slider. Well, I guess breaking ball would curve. I mean, he just never seemed to have that. And I think that kind of doomed him a little bit. But it does seem like he's having a little bit of a resurgency. Is that the word? In the American League and with Boston. It seems like he's doing pretty well.
10 starts, 4-1 record, 2.33 ERA.
Wow. In the AL.
Pretty darn good.
Of course, should we say in the AL anymore now that the NL has the DH?
I still think there's probably something to be said for that.
Okay.
It's not as drastic.
Yeah. Because it used to be, you know, well, wow, that's in the AL, meaning you don't get to face the pitcher two or three times a game, which normally is an automatic out.
I think Trevor would attest to there's a difference between the AL and the NL Central.
How long until that evens up? Because it has always seemed that the American League is more of the, you know, loose and fancy free home runs, just kind of more because of the DH.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder how long until that kind of perception wise evens up to where you're not sitting there thinking, well, the AL, you know, that's all about offense. Whereas you almost think, okay, well, the NL is all about pitching, but that's not the case.
I think another offseason or two, you give NL teams the chance to covet the DHs through mm-hmm. free agency. We've seen like what the Phillies have
yes.
is a traditional like American League order. They went out and got Schwarber all the way down the lineup. They just got a bunch of power. The Mets lineup's very, very good.
It is.
The Braves, the Dodgers. So there are examples of it in the NL, but I think that it's not like every AL team is just loaded.
Good call. I mean, Tampa doesn't score a lot.
No.
But they pitch really well. So they're
they
the,
sure
kind
do.
Of the flip side of that. All right, Cardinals baseball tonight against the Pirates. I guess if you were going to make your first start of the year, it would certainly be nice to do that against the Pirates, and that's what Flaherty's doing tonight. So Jack Flaherty is back. I honestly thought that there would be more rehab starts for him, but they must have seen what they wanted to see out of Jack Flaherty. I doubt that he goes a long way tonight. In other words, maybe 4 or 5 innings, I would think, at the top. Certainly pitch count. And Jack does have that, you know, he does kind of have that enigma of throwing 30 pitches in one inning and all of a sudden you're up there, kind of like the Lance Lynn. But getting Jack Flaherty back, I mean, I wouldn't call him your ace right now, but certainly a lot of people assume he is the ace of this Cardinals team when he's healthy and fully ready and fully rolling. How confident are you that Jack Flaherty will come back for the rest of the season, not only staying healthy, but also kind of taking that role as the ace? And how big would that be for the Cardinals?
It'd be huge. And you know, we've talked about it when you slot Flaherty at the top of the rotation. If he can pitch like an ace, which he has in the past.
And no doubt.
Was that 2019? I think he was the best pitcher in baseball the second half of the season post All-Star break.
It's crazy.
Even last year, I think he was 9-2
yeah,
for a record
right.
prior to getting hurt. So he had a great start for the Cardinals then. You look at his minor league starts, and I heard some of John Mozeliak's interview with Jimmy the Cat Hayes mm-hmm. on Bally Sports, and Jack pretty much said, I feel like I'm kind of wasting myself here in the minor leagues, wasting innings as far as rehab feels good enough to, and of course you're going against the Pirates who
right.
stack up the order that went against Michaelis
basically
last night
and
is pretty
team.
Much a Triple-A team. So
right.
His last rehab start in Memphis, he went 4 innings, gave up 1 hit, that being a solo home run. He
mm-hmm.
threw 59 pitches. So
okay.
I wouldn't expect a whole lot more than that. Maybe 4 or 5 innings, like you were saying. Can he mow down the Pirates' order? He's definitely capable of that. But, yeah, I think that it'll have to play out for him to establish himself as that ace once again. It could take some time. But I think ultimately, am I supremely confident? Am I sure by the end of the season we're saying Jack Flaherty is one of the best pitchers in the National League? He's for sure the guy's going to take the ball in game one of a postseason
yeah.
series
yeah.
or in that one wild card game and going to win. I got to see that first.
Okay, that's fair. Does it surprise you that Jack Flaherty tops out at like 92 or 93?
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like the guy that would throw 97?
Yes.
I mean, he's just so strong and big and just, you know, I mean, he's just a guy. He's big shoulders and
athletic.
And athletic, crazy athletic. And yet he runs that fastball up about 92. Now, we'd all love to do that one time. But, you know, for a guy like that to maybe only hit that 92, that's where a lot of it is all about placement, and it is for most pitchers or all pitchers. But certainly with Flaherty, he's not gonna run a 97-mile-an-hour past you on your hands. So it's always interesting to me. Of course, he's got that nasty slider, which will be fun to watch, see if he's getting that across for strikes tonight. But I don't know. It's weird. I've always sat there and thought, how is he only hitting 92 on the gun? It just doesn't seem possible with as big and as athletic as he is.
Looking up at Fangraphs, I know that you spend a lot of time on that.
And then Bartolo Colon is analytical like going 98, site. You know. Yeah. Like.
He used to could.
Yeah, he could.
But last year, 94 was about his average pitch velocity. But he doesn't get into the high 90s, and you certainly would expect it just by the way that he looks. But if the slider is at peak form, then he's got more than enough to put batters on the bench.
He's good to go. Cardinals, what, 2.5 up now on the Brewers?
The Brewers have been awful.
They really have. They really have. Their offense has not been good. They've had a couple of injuries pitching-wise. That has hurt them. Now, let's be honest, the Cardinals are right. I mean, a lot of times it's that ebb and flow where the Brewers are playing some tougher teams. The Cardinals have had the Reds and the Pirates in town. And by the way, they have a chance to go 6-1 on this homestand. And that's what we had asked for, probably 6-1 or 5-2 at the very least. So you've got a chance, even though against the Reds you needed a Tommy Edman homer in the ninth to win one game. Then, of course, you lose the next game. The point is, I guess you got the win in the Edman home run. So here a chance to go 6-1 on the homestand before heading to Boston. I just feel like that Boston series will be – you'll be lucky to win one. I don't know why. It's just something about those kind of series where you're just like, but it'll be cool. It'll be cool to be – is that the first time back in Fenway, I guess, since – I think they were supposed to play during the COVID season, and it was canceled. So I think this will be the first time back in Fenway since the World Series back in the day.
Was that 2013?
13, right?
Yep.
That's when we just talked about the other day where Ortiz was crazy.
And that's a dangerous lineup.
It is.
I mean, they have one seemingly every year. You got Devers, you got Bogarts. Ugh. J.D. Martinez has been great. Trevor Story, his average isn't great, but he's had a bunch of home runs.
Was it 06 the Red Sox swept the Cardinals in the World Series? And
was that
03? No, I'm sorry, 04.
04, yeah.
06 the Cardinals won. 04 they swept. I was at game 4, the final. It was me and like Jimmy Fallon or whatever. You remember they did that.
Jimmy Fallon?
He and Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
They actually taped the end of the
show. You're in Fever Pitch. The
right.
Movie.
Yeah, I'm in it. But Jason Marquis, I think Johnny Damon took him yard on the first at-bat of the game. And I was like, well, this isn't probably going to end right. But, yeah, there was that Boston series where I think Bill Miller, the switch-hitting, like, third baseman or whatever, who was from St. Louis, I think he's now a hitting coach. Bill Miller, I think, hit the foul pole in game 1 at Fenway, and he homered twice. And they won, like, 11-5, and I was just like, we're not going to be able to beat them. I don't know why. I got down on the Cardinals.
Some of those guys. Bill Miller. Trot Nixon.
Trot!
Kevin Mala.
Oh, yeah! The car. Kevin Mala getting his car. Trot Nixon.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. They had a couple of... we should go through a Boston Red Sox 0-4 lineup sometime. They had a really good reliever. Like, not...
Is that Keith Folk?
Maybe that was it. I think you're right.
Up.
I think you're right on that.
No, we're running out of time.
I think you're right on that, dude. You've got 50 seconds. Cardinals baseball is next. You're going to hear that. I know Trevor will be wagering that
Keith
tonight.
Keith Folk. Closer, 32 saves. Whew.
Does it have the rest of the pitching staff?
Kurt Schilling, Pedro Martinez, Tim Wakefield, Derek Lowe, Bronson Arroyo.
How about relievers?
We have Mike Timlin, familiar name.
Okay, that's the guy I was thinking about.
He was a Cardinal, too.
Yep. Big guy. Threw a lot of pitches.
Alan Embry, Scott Williamson.
Bronson.
They had Byung-Young Kim.
They did?
Apparently.
Bronson
Arroyo. Mike Myers.
Oh, my. They didn't even have to use the fifth starter in that series. We'll just sweep him and get out of here. All right, Pipes, Cardinals baseball is next. Thanks to Barry Lunny Jr. today. Good stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my man.
Sounds good.
Goodbye, Trevor. It's The Drive.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. If you're listening and you've never been to a true barbecue joint, you need to stop a minute and come check it out. It's all about the local meat. It's all about the preparation. So aside from the typical barbecue offerings of brisket and pulled pork, turkey, we also offer our own spin on a few non-traditional sandwiches. You can also find our fine products in some of Central Illinois' best grocery stores. Stop by and check us out. That's HumbleHogBBQ.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, folks, I've got a great Stever offer, very unique, from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Here is our deal. I'm going to help somebody buy a major, big dehumidifier for their home. This is from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, our featured business of the day. So here's what happens. You have so much moisture, and with the temperatures really, really warm, it's very, very difficult to get that moisture out when the humidity is so thick. This will help. Now, the special aspect of this is $3,200. I'll give you $1,000 toward this. But the unique aspect is Wes, the sales manager at Lands, will come to your home, put it in for free, and let you try it. Wow. If you are interested in our dehumidifier deal, I'll help one person. Lands will come to your home, put it in on your furnace. They'll let you try it for a week or two, see what you think. And if you do choose to buy it, instead of $3,200, it'll be $2,200. The Stever offer, Lands at 217-359-2255. And good luck.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Marianne, Prairie Gardens plant expert. There are many things you can be doing in your garden in June. I think the very first one you should consider is to sit down and enjoy your garden. That's such an important thing to do. Sometimes we get way tied up into tweaking this and digging that and pruning and all the other things that we should be doing, but relax and enjoy the garden. Come to Prairie Gardens. We're here to answer all your garden questions and help you create your extraordinary garden today. Located at Springfield and Duncan in Champaign.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg, Cats Juan Tay, and Derek Piper, weekdays from 4 to 6, right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.